The Itasca Orchestra and Strings Program recently launched what I hope will become an annual tradition in Grand Rapids, a summer jazz camp. Camp started on Monday, June 23rd, and culminated Friday evening, the 27th, in a showcase concert at the Rife Center. This is Sam Miltich's brainchild. Because of Sam's connections, he was able to assemble a crack team of partners, which included Sam, gypsy jazz guitarist extraordinaire, plus the internationally acclaimed Dutch jazz violinist, Tim Kliphaus, the lead instructor, plus the cellist, Martha Larson, and the violinist and composer, Gary Schulte, both of them from the Twin Cities, both very well known regionally for their performance and workshop chops. Summer Jazz Camp was aimed at strings players who had at least 3 years under their belts with their instruments, and age-wise were somewhere between 8 and 18. There was one-on-one instruction, ensemble interaction, and rehearsal, all of it focused on jazz and improvisation. The terms are almost synonymous. Technique, theory, repertoire. Kids could come at this from everywhere, classical, orchestral, folk, bluegrass, rock, wherever, and they did. They all had different backgrounds. Where they came from geographically, Two Harbors, Hibbing, Cohasset, Bemidji, and Grand Rapids. The showcase concert Friday, and it was a showcase, moved back and forth between small group pieces, the Clearwater Hot Club, Sam and his dad, Matt Miltich, on bass, and Mark Kreitzer on guitar and mandolin, featuring their guests, Tim Kliphaus, Martha Larson, and Gary Schulte, and then various configurations of the campers, 17 campers. At times there were 20-some people on stage. There's simply no way to convey what kind of improv magic this collaboration generated. On works by Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, and Robert Burns, Ellington, Pachelbel, Grieg, and more. But I will tell you, the concert had me in tears more than once. And then between Monday and Friday, on Wednesday night at the VFW in Grand Rapids, a bunch of these players floated on and off the stage in a long-form jam, and that, too, was absolutely outstanding. Here's to the VFW, and here's to everyone who had anything to do with, presumptively, the first annual Itasca Orchestra and Strings Program Summer Jazz Camp. That same week, the Grand Rapids Theater Troupe, the Uncommon Loons, presented another of their Shakespeare in the Park productions. Three performances between Friday night and Sunday afternoon at Riverfront Park by the library. William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing was written, most likely, in 1598, when he was at the apogee of his career. And yet, with the play's three different and equally implausible plot lines, numerous unnecessary complications, the cliches of mistaken identities and masks that conceal nothing, and the all-round silliness, critics determined and began complaining long ago that Shakespeare intentionally wrote, maybe tossed off, this play as literally Much Ado About Nothing. Hamlet, it isn't. That came a couple years later. But it's still great good fun, and the Uncommon Loons staged it in their wonderfully loony way. I've said this before. If you see something coming that has the Uncommon Loons name on it, get it onto your calendar. You'll be reminded that some work written more than four centuries ago can still satisfy today's audiences, and this is the signature and abiding genius of William Shakespeare.